from the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Martha Bassett, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. the Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company, and their master craftsman Mike Menkel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 554th live performance. Tonight we are so pleased to present another night of great music with Martha Bassett. Martha was raised on the bluegrass and gospel of her native West Virginia farmland. Classically trained, Martha is blessed with a crystalline tone, a remarkable range, and a sultry delivery. Her performances are known for their emotional honesty and visceral impact. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Martha Bassett and her band.
The swing sets are empty like dirt in the dark of the night. Center of this town, it used to whirl in the glow of twilight. It might look like God's away with all the trouble these days. We'll come home before the girls are grown. We're coming home tonight. What oh have we done to run this country into such a sight? Stolen from our brothers like we couldn't find a fair enough fight. You wait on promise, you will say, won't forsake the ash and clay. Let's come home before the girls are grown.
By reading a quote that was written about Martha from a group called No Depression, who said she was a musician who possesses the intelligence and articulation to carry a conversation with a distanced yet beckoning fragility, fringed with captivating and seldom surpassed beauty, and topped with a garnish of unembarrassed innocence.
There is nothing in the world that will make Martha feel more uncomfortable than that. You saw it. That was beautiful.
So, Martha, you are a UK School of Music graduate.
I am.
As am I. Yes, we got some people
so.
In the house. Did you ever dream or even think that in the mid-1980s that you and I would both be here this evening?
No, I had a whole different plan for my life, but it's lovely that this is where we ended
up. Yes, I agree. You are from West Virginia.
Yes.
Where did your musical background come from?
I come from a bluegrass family. My uncles all played bluegrass. But I really have to say my mom was the biggest influence on me. She has become a singer who sings out, but when I was a kid, she sang around the house all the time and played records with harmony vocals, and so I listen to harmonies all the time, and it's really boring for me to have music without harmonies now.
Slowly as the cold draws in the window's fog, we'll talk about George Jones and how we love Jolene. We'll sing just like the Everlys. Ooh, and in the day you wake up late, you'll make a pot of coffee, then you'll sit in a cafe singing the music that you taught me. Kids these days are serious with jobs and dreams. They talk to strangers like they do to lovers, being honest with each other. Ooh, and someone else's whiskey makes you stand a little closer, and the band next door is getting hot. I know it's time to go soon. You're like a painting that I want to touch. You invite me in, but I'm not part of it. You're like a painting that I want to touch. You invite me in, but I can only watch. Ooh. Ooh. Just a smile and money in your pocket. No, you're never hungry, just a little anxious that you've got it. Ooh, you take me to the car, and though I know that you can't drive, I'll take the keys and get him back. I'll wait for you to turn the heat on. You're like a painting that I want to touch. You invite me.
On entering the UK School of Music, your ideas about what you wanted to do musically were not very well formed at the time. And you are classically trained by Phyllis Jeunesse and Sarah Holroyd from
Yes.
the UK School of Music. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But talk about what you meant by your ideas about that were not very well formed upon entering into the School of Music.
I didn't have a job in mind that I wanted to do. I always knew that I enjoyed performing. I knew that I loved classical music. And I loved singing art songs, but I wasn't so much into opera, so that gives you less of a career path when you're singing art songs. So I thought, well, maybe I'll teach. So I got a master's degree, to qualify me to do that. And I've done some teaching, but that wasn't really where my passion was either. I really wanted to perform. After floundering a little bit after graduate school, I fell in with a group of swing musicians, and I was in a group called Martha and the Mood Swingers that played around North Carolina a lot. And it was a slippery slope from there. Then I learned a little upright bass and a little guitar and came full circle with some old time and bluegrass music. That's pretty much where I am.
How my Lord turned water to wine. How my Father turned dry into shine. Bringing the Spirit to all good men. Crucified one, put the other in the pen. One to feel good, two to feel fine. Won't be feeling nothing when you run it three times. Spent all my money on fine red wine. Never spent a dime on moonshine. Thick as blood.
Shadows.
What were some of the groups that you enjoyed while you were there at the School of Music?
Well, I was in choristers and chorale. Chorale was really probably the most gratifying because the music was more difficult with a smaller group, and it was just a more intense musical experience working with those folks. And I had a lot of fun with the Sophisticates. We were sort of a swing choir that traveled with the sports teams and sang for alumni associations in different states, and it was just a big party. I will just go ahead and say it.
It was a fun party.
We had a good time.
Well, let's kind of talk about the polar opposite of that, which would have been your Shaker worship service experience.
Well, I had 3 or 4 summers with some of you doing Shaker music at Pleasant Hill. We would spend a week every summer learning a piece of music called a Shaker worship service, which was a reenactment, a choral reenactment. And then later in the fall, when the tourists would come in, we would perform this for them several times a day. From that, I ended up getting a part-time summer job as the meeting house singer. So I would dress like a Shaker and go in and sing little 15-minute lecture recitals for people. So when I left Kentucky and went to UNCG, Greensboro, North Carolina, I was very homesick for the Shaker music. So I talked my professors into allowing me to do an independent study, and I spent a couple of days every week for about a year in the folk library in Chapel Hill, where they had just all of the Shaker materials. So I was able to read through 150 years of journals and learn a lot more than I had learned when I was here. And so I just started doing little lecture recitals.
The last words he spoke to his father were all out of love. Out of love. Where did the love go, and what was the cause? All undone, all undone. No one could explain what happened next, but they do believe angels wept. What sickness or madness took hold of his mind? They don't know, they don't know. But something had crept in, come up from behind, overthrown, overthrown. The little boy's gone, so's the man they'd known, and his father prayed for his soul.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Akey with Ray Adams.
Here, be silent, I can only hear your breath in the room. And there's nothing
Waste of time and empty moments slip like sand through my hands. Running in circles, chasing dreams and losing years when we weren't looking. Now there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. But pray a little, hope a little, cry a little. There's nothing left to say. Scream a little, heal them, smile a little, thank the Lord for one more day and close my eyes and wait. Scream a little, hear them, smile a little, thank the Lord for one more day and close my eyes and wait. Ooh, wait.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Martha Bassett, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Martha Bassett after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.